And we're on location now at Wharton Center in East Lansing. And our guest today is Maggie Latkis, the star of Something Rotten, playing now through Sunday at Wharton Center. Welcome to CattleCast, Maggie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about Something Rotten.
Something Rotten is a musical. It's a musical comedy. It takes place in the Renaissance. And we always like to caution people. We say that don't get worried. There isn't going to be any language barrier. There isn't going to be any. It's as a very modern, like, sense of humor. This is the same people who brought the same team that brought you Book of Mormon and Aladdin. So these people know how to do musical comedy. So yes, a very modern sense of humor. And it is about these two brothers who are writers, and their biggest competition in the theater scene is Shakespeare. He's literally like the rock god of theater, and it's played by Adam Pascal, so you're going to get rock god. They're trying to compete with Shakespeare, and the older brother, Nick, goes to a soothsayer, and he asks him what the future of musical theater would be, and the soothsayer tells him that the future of theater will be musicals. Nick and Nigel set out to write the first musical, and hilarity ensues.
Well, that sounds great. So in this role as B, you get to play opposite your husband.
Yes.
What is that like?
It's fantastic. It's a gift. I mean, Rob McClure, who was Tony nominated for his role as Chaplin, he's done Honeymoon in Vegas on Broadway. He did Noises Off, Avenue Q. He is one of the most dynamic performers and certainly one of the best comedians out there. So to get to share the stage with him is so much fun. And we met on stage. We met doing a production of Grease. He was Doody and I was Frenchie. So to get to this is our fifth time working together, our second national tour together. I mean, it's fantastic. You have to know that if you're touring with someone, you have to know that you get along with them because you travel with them, you work with them, and you live with them.
Right.
And luckily, we get along really well. And we're having just a blast seeing the country and making them laugh.
And you probably can get insights into each other that only the two of you know about.
Totally. Like we'll ask each other, like, what was going on? The other day I said to him, you didn't cross as much in this one moment. Did you forget? And he said, I thought maybe you said you'd gone to the gym, and I thought maybe your legs were tired, so I didn't cross. So it's like just little things like that where we know each other so well. And I was like, wow, that was very sweet of you, actually.
How neat. Well, now you've been a part of some other great productions, including Little Shop of Horrors. You mentioned Avenue Q. Mm-hmm. How did you get started in the business? I mean, what was your first? How did you get the acting bug?
My mother was a huge musical theater fan, and so I grew up listening to cast albums, and we saw all the movie musicals, and she took us to see musicals. I remember I think the first one I saw was Peter Pan at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, which just 2 weeks ago we got to play there. So that was kind of an emotional thing for me to play in the first theaters I saw a show. But then I just started doing the school shows in high school. I just fell in love with this collaborative art, you know, where you get to work together as a team and put on the show, and everyone leans on each other and has to like support each other. And I remember after a show where I started getting complimented on my work by people who weren't just family members anymore, and I was like, oh, that's a good sign, like maybe I can do this. So I went to school for theater and just started auditioning from there.
What would be your dream role?
Oh, gosh, you know, I get asked this all the time. So it changes, and it also, like, it's different, like, time periods. Like, someday I want to play Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd. I've got some time yet, which is good because I still, like, I have that to look forward to. But that's just someday I must play that role. God, there's so many. What I'm really looking forward to is doing another new work, because I've been in a position where I've played roles that other people have trailblazed and set kind of the mold. And I've had very generous directors that let me, you know, find my own thing. But you still, you have in your head the first time you saw it performed by someone else. So I'd love the opportunity to, from the ground up, work on a new role in a new show.
Well, now this national tour of Something Rotten, which opened in January of 2017, it also stars three of the Broadway people from the show, mm-hmm. and Rob and Josh, as you say, are the Bottom brothers, and Adam, who plays Shakespeare. What advice did they give you when you joined the national tour?
You know, not too much, because we had our own rehearsal process. It was doubly hard for them because they were making changes. There are some changes that were made. When a show's done on Broadway, you have this preview period where you're allowed to make changes. Like, you rehearse during the day whatever didn't go well the night before. Like, you try a new joke and go, okay, let's rewrite that, or rewrite that scene, it's not landing. And then what happens is you usually kind of run out of time where the previews are over and the show's set, you open, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's very common on tours for them to take moments that they always had a problem with and fix it. So it's not huge. It's nothing huge. Just there's one scene and there's a couple lines that have been changed for the tour, which is good. So if you've seen it before on Broadway, come see it and you'll see something slightly fresh. So they were rehearsing during the day new material and then performing the set Broadway run at night. So they actually did not have any space to give any advice because their brains were so full. But we had Steve Bebout, who was the associate director for Casey Nicholaw, with us during that whole rehearsal process. And then Casey came for a couple days. And they, you know, have been with the show from the beginning, so they knew what worked. So they can guide you towards what they need while letting you make the character your own. So they're very generous in that regards.
Absolutely. Well, Something Rotten is running now through Sunday, March 18th at Wharton Center in East Lansing. Tickets are still available at whartoncenter.com. Maggie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.